Well, hello people. It's Friday night again, and I'm testing out some alcohol, you know. And, you know, everything just seems to be feminized, doesn't it? In the media, all the sports people now are femons. Men don't seem to play sports anymore. Of course, we all know that femons have been playing sports, and majorly in sports, for hundreds of years. Yeah, right. The only time I see men in the newspapers or in the media is if he's done something bad. Other than that, men don't seem to exist anymore. Well, somebody's running the countries, because it sure ain't the femons. They're virtual signalers. They do a lot of talking, but not a lot of doing. And that hasn't changed for hundreds of years either. And I see another femon has married herself. My God. They must be getting very desperate, right? But of course, femons were much better many, many, many years ago. But they were moaners and virtual signalers then, too. They used to all moan about how married life and being at home was so much work. Then they didn't have time to do anything, really. Funny, they got the time to watch daytime TV. They knew all the programs, didn't they? Then the man would come home from work and she would be, looks like she was worn right out, you know, doing all this stuff. She never really asked him about his day, she just told him about her day. Then it would be great to have all the technical advantages back in the time and put some cameras in the house to see how much work she really did do. I bet that would tell a big story, wouldn't it? No, femons are all virtual signalers, are all talkers. And we see that with femons in politics, don't we? But let's assume that all femons get together and have a building sort of contractor. They're all femons, and they're going to build this house for somebody. And as we know, femons get on with femons really well. I just wonder if the house would ever get built on time. I doubt it. And there'd be loads of dramas, and things would stop many times. But like you say, you can talk a good job, right? They sure can talk. But they sure do live in another world, don't they? There's a femon that's been going with a guy for 2 weeks and she's drawn up a 17-page contract. And that includes that he pays for everything. And I'll put a link to the story down below, but just take a look at this supposed man. And they all look the same nowadays, don't they? Maybe this is the only man these femons can get hold of. He looks a bit like a simp, right? Well, he must be if he's gonna sign a 17-page contract. You see, femons want to be in places where they get paid a lot of money, but they really don't want to work very hard for it. They never have. They're pretty lazy people. They want to cherry-pick everything, and they want everything, but they don't want to do a hell of a lot. And I'll put a link to another story about a 5-year-old boy who cried all night because the teacher at school poured his squash away. And it was about 28 degrees centigrade that day, I guess. And his mother's furious. And there's a picture of his mother. I don't know what that is, but it sure don't look like a femon to me. Looks more like a man and a femon together. So I guess there's no real man around. But look how tough she is, you know? And she's got the old tats to prove it. Imagine meeting her on a dark night. Imagine meeting her any time, actually. And I wish these modern femons would just quit talking and moaning and do something that's good for a change, don't you? Men are walking away more and more. As you can probably see, the only men that these femons can get is these poor excuses for men. And there's one thing that the femons nowadays have completely lost, and that is that they're just not sexy anymore. They're too aggressive, they're too in your face, they're too entitled, they're too much makeup, there's too many tats, they're too much overweight, and they want everything without giving anything. And men nowadays would rather go fishing or hunting than go with these obnoxious femons nowadays. Because they're all talk and drama and no action. For those men out there that have a femon as a regular girlfriend or even married, my condolences. And the next beer I have will be for you. And that'll be right now. because I'm going to get another beer. You take it easy, people. You exist, to me at least, if not the media or society. But remember, the future is Femon, and don't we know it? Look at the state of it. Bye.